we're at Radha Madan Mohan Temple in New Vrindavan. This is Dwadasaditya Tila. We're on the top of Dwadasaditya Tila, and we're worshiping Madan Mohan here. And there's a very sweet water well here, which we draw water. It's very amazing because we're on top of a hill, and the well is only about 10, 15 feet deep. And we're getting sweet water on the top of a hill. If you think about it, it's quite a phenomenon. The hill is like this. It's a tila. And then the well, then they dug the ground there, and they went down 10 feet, and they got sweet water. In the Jamuna is about 200 feet below. Jamuna is flowing 200 feet below the hill. On top of the hill, they dug a little well 10 feet in the ground to get the sweetest water. And that water was being used to worship Madan Mohan by Sanatan Goswami. Dwadasaditya Tila is a hill in Vrindavan where the original temple of Madan Mohan was established. It was opened in 1590. So this is a quotation, this is some discussion about seeing Krishna. How do we see Krishna? How do we see Krishna? How do we see God? And we see God according to our bhav, our feelings, our love, our attitude, our outlook, our heart's feeling, heart's emotions. This is bhav. So internally, if we have bhav, then that's what we will see externally. So first we have to develop bhav. Yam yam vapi smaran bhavam. Krishna says in Gita 8th chapter, yam yam vapi smaran bhavam tyachit yante kalevram. Ante kalevram. Ante kalevram means ante sharir. Shesh hogya. Ye sharir shesh hogya. Katam hogya. Body is finished. D-E-A-D. Maran, dead. When the body is dead, Krishna is saying, when you die, ante kalevaram, at the end of the body, whatever you remember, what is your smaran bhavam? What is the condition of your heart? Your heart's condition. What are you seeing in your heart? What are you remembering in your mind? What are you recollecting? Are you recollecting, oh husband, 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 oh son, 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 oh daughter, 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 oh grandchild, grandchild, grandchild? This is smaran bhavam. Bhav. The bhav that you're remembering, the feeling, the heartfelt feeling. Oh, wife, wife, wife. Oh, husband, husband, husband. So then you come back as woman, or next body is woman or man. Whatever you think of at the time of death, then you get. So this seeing Krishna, it depends on internally on our bhav. So internal bhav will automatically, we will see externally. So what is the example of that? The example of this is in Srimad Bhagavatam, the Braja Gopis. The Gopis of Braj, the damsels of Braja. They were so intently meditating on Krishna, they're always meditating on Krishna, that Krishna, because of the intensity of their meditation and the depth of the absorption of their hearts in Krishna, it forced Krishna to manifest himself externally before their eyes. And that's what happened. In numerous cases when the Gopis were feeling separation from Krishna, he would come right before them. He would manifest. Because they were crying out, oh, where is Krishna? Where is Krishna? And they were thinking of him, remembering his pastimes, meditating on his transcendental form, and crying out for him, crying his names. Govinda Damo Dharamadaveti. Govinda Damo Dharamadaveti. Govinda Damo Dharamadaveti. Govinda Damo Dharamadaveti. They were crying, heartfelt crying for Krishna. So that intense bhav forced Krishna to come before them and manifest before them. So this is the nature of intense bhav. Intense bhav means to have intense bhav for the object. That bhav will manifest externally. So here's another example of Dhruva Maharaj. In the fourth canto of Bhagavatam, there's a story of Dhruva. He was a child, 5 years old. He was a Kumar, Dhruva, Shishu Dhruva. He was a child. And at 5 years old, he was doing such intense meditation that And he was controlling his senses so much that the demigods couldn't even breathe. All the devatas were choking up for lack of air. They couldn't breathe. And then the demigods approached Lord Vishnu. And Lord Vishnu came before Dhruva. But what was Dhruva doing? This whole time, Dhruva was standing on one leg in Madhavan, in Vrindavan, and he was taking one breath. And with that one breath, he was taking all the breath of the whole universe. So powerful. Such tapobalam, tapobalam. And then he was not looking anything outside. He was simply closing his eyes, deeply meditating. His whole bhav, his whole feeling was absorbed in meditating on Super Soul. So what happened? Dhruva was meditating within his heart on the form of Lord Vishnu. Then the Lord came out, removed that form from his heart. Chaturbhuj Narayan, Antaryami, Super Soul, Paramatma is inside. Dhruva was meditating on that form, and then Krishna took it away. And he said, hey, what happened? I have no more Super Soul, no more Antaryami. Antaryami has become Bahiryami. Bahiryami, he's gone outside. I don't see him. What has happened? So then, in a bewildered state, Dhruva was feeling rather distraught and amazed. So then he opened his eyes. What did he see? He saw Lord Vishnu, that same Chaturbhuj Narayan, standing before him. So in the beginning, it says that Dhruva was only seeing the Lord internally, not externally. Why? Because Dhruva did not have very intense... Dhruva's bhav was not very intense. He did not have love like the Braja Gopis. Therefore, the Lord was not manifest externally, because he was only seeing him inside. And then for a brief second, when he opened his eyes, the Lord showed himself outside. But the gopis, they don't close their eyes and do meditation. There's no description of the gopis. They're simply running with their eyes wide open. Everywhere their eyes are wide open, the gopis are looking. Krishna Kahan, Krishna Kahan, Krishna Kahan, Sham Kahan. Where is Sham? Where is Sham? And feeling intense separation. And then they would see Krishna right in front of them. And Dhruva, he didn't have that type of bhav. So therefore, the Lord was not manifested externally. So when our love is not intense, then the Lord will not manifest to our external eyes. When our love decreases, the Lord's manifestation just decreases externally.
What's that
mean? I said.
The love decreases, Lord manifestation.
Decreases.
Decreases.
Yeah.
Externally.
Yeah, externally. So when the bhav is great, it's like, that's how you see what happens. When the gopis were feeling separation, their love was at the highest pitch. And then they were seeing Krishna. And then if their love would diminish, then Krishna would disappear. It's like a spurti. He appears and disappears. So when the love somewhat diminishes, then you see in the same thing in Vilap Kusumanjali.
Is there diminishing at that stage?
It appears like a diminishing. Just like Raghunath Das, he's seeing the Lord, he's serving the Lord in Vilap Kusumanjali. Because he's feeling so much separation, and the Lord gives him a spurti, a vision, a darshan. Then the Lord withdraws that, just to increase his love, to increase the separation. The love doesn't diminish, but the phenomenon of seeing the Lord is not there. Love increases. But it says here when the love decreases, it's not really, let's see what else it says. You may feel as internally, but bhava decreases, then it becomes nil. The deity is the Lord, but we don't see externally because we have no bhava. Those who have love for the Lord, they see the deity externally with these eyes as directly Krishna. So some people, they look and they say, what is the big deal? This is simply a statue, and you're dressing up this statue and doing so many things. It's only a statue. There's nothing special here. Because they have no bhava. So Krishna is not manifest. God, the person or Krishna, the personality, Bhagavan Sri Krishna, is not manifest. Person who has no bhav, what does he see? He sees marble, he sees brass, he sees daru, he sees wooden Jagannath. But if someone has bhav, they say, oh, Shyam Sundar. Lord Chaitanya was seeing Jagannath. Jagannath is a very mysterious deity of representing Krishna, but he's not very exact. No legs are there, no neck is there. Arms are very short and stubby. Not very clear features. But when Lord Chaitanya saw Jagannath, he's thinking, oh, this is Krishna playing a flute. This is Brajendranandan, Shyamasundara. That was his bhav. That was his mood. It's not actually Krishna like this. It's simply Jagannath like this. But Lord Chaitanya saw and he ran to embrace. So those who have love for the Lord, they see the deity externally. Lord Chaitanya said that you are not an idol, you are directly Brajendranandan. When Bhav is absent, then the Lord remains standing like a statue, silent and stationary. The Lord is only seen by Bhav. Devotees at this level of Bhav, they can increasingly see the Lord more and more. The highest vision to see the Lord as a person or a human being, not God. Arjuna, he saw the universal form. Before he saw the universal form, Arjuna was seeing a two-arm form. And Krishna said, what do you want to see? And then he said, I want to see your Vratarupa. And then Krishna said, I have to give you Divya Chakshush. What is this Divya Chakshush? It says in Gita that Krishna said, I will give you Divya Chakshush. What does that mean?
Divine eyes.
Aksha means eye, Chakshush. Divya means transcendental. So Krishna is one small figure, one human figure standing on the chariot. And Arjuna says, I know you have other forms. You have Anantarupam. Anantarupam. Adhyam Purana Purusham Navayovanam Cha. So Krishna, you have unlimited forms. So I want to see your Viratrupa, your universal form. And then Krishna says, you can't see that. You can't even see a 3D movie without special glasses. You go, if there's a 3D movie, and then you need special glasses, right? They give you some special glasses, and you say, oh, achar, this is like this. So how can you see the Vratarupa of Krishna without 3D glasses? 5D glasses. 4D, four-dimensional glasses. Length, width, depth, and transcendence. Right? Length and width and depth, that's 3D, three dimensions. The fourth dimension is chitta, or consciousness. Consciousness means Atma, means God. Bhagavan is on a platform of consciousness. Satchitananda. So then I have to give you 4D glasses. Special theater. So he gave 4D glasses. Divya Chakshush. But what is it? In the Gita, Krishna says, I give you divine eyes. If Arjuna is already seeing Krishna on a chariot, the Supreme Lord with these eyes, then why does he need to see the universal form? Because seeing Krishna, the two-armed form, as the Supreme Personality of Godhead, this is the highest manifestation of Godhead, higher than any Narayan Roop, Vishnu Roop, higher than any Dasavatar Roop. Krishna is the topmost form, Krishna Vrindavan, Madan Mohan, this is the topmost form of Godhead. And he's already seeing it. So, why does he need to see the universal form? So here's the answer. Divya Chakshush, what does it mean? What does it mean, Divya Chakshush? Because Arjuna's on the chariot with Krishna and he's in Dui Bhuj, Do Bhuj, two-arm form. And Arjuna is seeing him, Sakshat Darshan. And now he's saying, oh, I want to see your Viratarupa with Bahu Bhuja, thousands of arms. I want to see this form. So then Krishna says, I have to give you Divya Chakshush. So what does that mean? Giving Divya Chakshus, this is what it means. It means that Krishna must decrease Arjuna's level of bhav. Because his bhav was so great, the love in Arjuna's heart, he had Sakya Prem. He had the love of a friend, fraternal love, Sakya Prem. Fraternal, brotherly love, fraternal love. He had this kind of love for God. He was seeing the Supreme Absolute Truth, the God of all gods, Parameshwar, Ishwar Parama Krishna Satchitananda Vigraha. He was seeing the omnipotent creator, destroyer, maintainer. He was seeing him, he's my friend. We eat together, we play together, we sleep together, we talk together, we joke together. He's my friend. And he has two arms. And I have so much love for him, I just know he's my friend. But if you want to see the Viratarupa, then he has to reduce that bhav, that feeling, that mood, that love. He has to change it. And so then he can see. So Krishna had to decrease Arjuna's level of bhav. Then he could see the universal form. Because Arjuna had too much love for Krishna, therefore he was not able to see this Aishwarya or this opulent or majestic form of Krishna's Virat Rupa. So we say Divya Chakshus. So Divya means divine. So this means, Divya Chakshus means Aishwarya eyes. The eyes to see majesty. The eyes to see grandeur. The eyes to see power. The eyes to see the infinite. So Krishna was not saying, he was not saying to Arjuna, I will give you Prem Chakshus. In Gita, Krishna doesn't say, I will give you Prem Chakshus. Chakshus means eye. He said Divya. Divya means Aishwarya. Aishwarya means opulence, power, strength. Vaikuntha mood. Because, you know, Brahma, Lord Brahma, he prays in Brahma Samhita. You want to see Krishna in Vrindavan? Then how can you see Krishna in Vrindavan? What does he say? By Divya Chakshus? Does Lord Brahma say you can see Krishna in Vrindavan by Divya Chakshus? No. He says you can see Krishna in Vrindavan by Premanjana Charita Bhakti Vilochana. Bhakti vilochanena santaksa deva ideesha vilokayanti yam shama sundaram achintya guna sarupam govinda madhipurusham tam hamaja. He says, he doesn't say bhakti vilochan. Vilochan means chakshush. Vilochan. Lochan means eye. Vilochan means special eye. Vilochan. It says bhakti vilochan, the eye of love, the eye of devotion. So he's saying this. So the word divya. Divya, as in Divya Chakshus, it means sky, means divine, it means demigods, means related with opulence and Aishwarya. So Krishna gave Arjuna Aishwarya by removing his Madhurya Bhakti, Madhurya Bhav, his mood of intimate love. So then Arjuna could see all the majesty of Krishna's universal form. For example, a mother, she always thinks, my child is my baby. He's my baby. And he grows up and he weighs 84 kilos. He weighs 84 kilos and he's a wrestler and he's very strong and powerful. And when he comes home, she says, oh, my baby, are you getting enough to eat? Is your wife feeding you? You look so skinny. You don't look so healthy. But she, because of her Bob, motherly Bob, you're always my baby. You're always my child. She doesn't think, oh, you're 84 kilos. You're so powerful. You're so strong. She doesn't think. So the same thing, the devotee Arjuna, he sees Krishna in such a loving mood. There's no way with this Prem Chakshush or Bhakti Vilochan that he can see this universal form. It'll just burn out his wires. It's an overload on his system. It's a spike. It's a heavy jolt of electricity. He can't handle it. So Arjuna, he saw, but then how did Arjuna respond when he saw the universal form? He became scared and fed up. He became fed up and scared and frightened. He didn't want to see it. Hey, stop. Stop it. I don't want to see it anymore. I don't want to see this universal form. I want to see your beautiful form. Your human form is beautiful. Sundar. Sundar Rup. So Krishna gave him to see that. So this is how Krishna manifests. Actually, Krishna is always there. Everything exists eternally. We are given the facility to see according to our bhav. The qualification to see Krishna depends on contacting the internal potency. Mahatmanasti maam partha daivim prakritam ashrita. This is in Gita, Bhagavad Gita, it's 9th chapter, maybe 24th verse or 12th verse or something like this. Mahatmanasti maam partha daivim prakritam ashrita. That the great souls, Mahatmas, they're existing in daivi prakriti, spiritual energy, and it's with this energy you can actually see Krishna. But Krishna makes this arrangement. He will give us the facility to see Him according to our bhav. If our bhav is less, our vision of Krishna is less. If our bhav is great, our vision of Krishna is great. Internal potency must be infused into the jiva. Then he can see Krishna with the same eyes. So Krishna is spiritual. Krishna is God. He's completely spiritual. We're material. Our eyes are material. So how can material see spiritual? Like there's so many living entities called germs and bacteria, microbes, virus, all these are germs. They're jivas, living entities. Can you see them with the naked eye? No, you can't see them. Does that mean they don't exist? No, they very much exist. If you get a microscope and you look through the microscope, oh, look at all those wild things. You take one drop of your blood, to you it looks like a drop of tomato juice. Your blood looks like some tomato, or you say tomato, or tomato juice. Tomato juice. And you put under a slide, juice, J-U, like Jews in the Russia, Jews. J-U-U-I-S-E, juice. Juice, orange juice. You want juice? Prabhu, you want juice? Jews. Jews, they're over somewhere else. You know. They're in Israel. Jews. This is how the people in India say juice. Instead of juice, they say juice. Jews. Prabhu, you want Jews? I'll try to get away from the Jews. So this blood, you take a drop of blood, it looks like tomato juice, but you put it under a slide, a microscope, and then you look under, oh, look, there's this cell and red blood, this cell, so many things in there. Little bacteria and living entities. We can't see with this eye. So the same thing, we can't see God. That means God doesn't exist. Bacteria exist. We can't see it. But with a microscope, you can see it. So God is everywhere, and He exists everywhere. So when we have the eyes, then we can see God. So those eyes, our eyes have to contact the microscope to see the bacteria. So our eyes have to contact a special microscope called Swarup Shakti. Swarup Shakti means the spiritual energy, Krishna's Antaranga Shakti, His internal potency. When He gives us that potency, then you can see Him. Just like when a scientist gives you the microscope, then you can see all the cells and bacteria inside your blood, drop of blood. But if someone doesn't give you a microscope, you can't see anything. You say, it's only a drop of blood. What are you talking about? Bacteria, virus, HFC, DC, S, XYZ, HIV, positive, negative, whatever. You know, I don't see it. Looks like red tomato juice to me. So I don't see God. God doesn't exist. So you have to contact Swarup Shakti. That's the point that's being made here. That must be infused into the jiva. Then we'll see Krishna with the same eyes. You want to see small particles, you need to use a microscope. Not that the particles don't exist when you don't have a microscope. The bacteria is always there, the virus is always there. But until you have a microscope, you can't see it. Krishna's always there. God is always there. He's in the Murti. He's in your heart. He's everywhere. But until we contact that facility, we can't see Him. But if you don't use a microscope, you can't perceive the reality of the small particles. We have to change the bhav. If we change the bhav of our hearts, then we can see the Lord within and without. The topmost devotees of the Lord, they see Krishna both within themselves and outside. The example of Dhruva, he did not have any specific love relationship with the Lord. He was called Karma Mishra Bhakta. He just wanted something from God. He didn't have a real loving relationship, no dasya sakya like this. His bhav was completely aishvarya, neutral. He was approaching the Lord for material gain. Dhruva was not approaching the Lord out of love. It was aishvarya, not bhav, not madhurya. There was no sweetness to it. It was simply a business. Oh Balaji, I've come here to Venkateshwar, to Tirumala Hills. I took the morning flight, and I'm doing business with you. Balaji, and I'll give you 1 lakh rupees. You give me 10 in return. Let's do some good business. Well, this is not seeing Balaji with bhav, with love. This is seeing Balaji with dollar signs in your eyes. Little S, and then 2 lines. Zoom, zoom. Zoom, zoom. That's called dollar sign. S with 2 lines. One eye, dollar sign. Another, dollar, dollar. Balaji, give me the dollars. Balachakshish. Dollar chakshish. Yeah, dollar chakshish. The eyes of the dollar. Or the euro. Euro chakshish. It's more powerful now. Pretty soon it'll be rupee chakshish. National standard will be the rupee. Everything will be measured against the rupee. So the topmost devotees see like this. So he was not seeing anything externally. Dhruva only realized the super soul within. Although Dhruva's heart was absorbed in the Lord by meditation, yet he could not see the Lord when the Lord approached outside. Dhruva did not see because he did not have bhav. The Lord removed his internal bhav, and then Dhruva could see him. At first, when Dhruva The point is, if you look at the tikkas, Dhruva is seeing the Lord inside his heart by yoga, mystic yoga meditation, not by bhav. It's a process. Yogis can meditate and see the Paramatma within the heart through meditation. This is not due to bhav, it's due to yoga practice, not love or mood of love or feelings of love, bhav. So when Dhruva, when the Lord, to show this point, he removed himself from his heart, then Dhruva couldn't see him anymore. And when he opened his eyes, he couldn't see either. He was blind. He didn't see anything. So he didn't have any bhav to see the Lord outside. Then the Lord touched him with his conch shell, to his kapola, to his cheek. Then he could see the Lord by the touch of that conch shell and offer prayers to the Lord. The Lord removed his internal bhav and then he could see him. He took his bhav from inside and then placed it outside. Only by the Lord's mercy could Dhruva see the Lord externally. So this is the point, that we see according to our bhav. Increase your bhav, your love for Krishna, then you can increase your darshan of Krishna. So the next question is, how do you increase your bhav for Krishna? So what's the answer, Mother? We increase our bhav by increasing our service. So, and that when we increase our service, then our bhav increases. When our bhav increases, our service increases. When our bhav gets very deep and our service gets very becomes all encompassing, then the Lord reveals Himself. Because in service necessity, the necessity of the service creates an intense hankering. The necessity of the service, the intense desire to serve the Lord, creates a burning hankering, and yearning, utkantita. And in that hankering, oh my Lord, I want to serve. I'm serving in all these ways, but it's not sufficient. I'm very deficient in my service. It's not very high quality, and there's not very much quantity to it. And I'm feeling bad about it. I want to increase the quality of my service. I want to increase the quantity of my service. I'm not feeling satisfied. Never enough. More and more and more. And so that hankering for more and more service, and then that performance or rendering of more and more in service, increases our loving feeling towards the Lord. Increases our bhav towards the Lord. And as this bhav increases more and more, then it captures the Lord's attention. And it says, oh, you're such a demanding servant, and such an engaged servant, and such an absorbed servant, that your service attitude and your ever-increasing love is attracting my attention. Is attracting my attention and is pulling my heart. Karshan. Karshan. Krishna means Karshan. Karshan means the power of attraction. So Krishna has the power to attract the jivas to him, and the jivas have the power to attract Krishna to them.
So,
excuse me?
By their service.
By their service. So this is the point I'm making. And this service attracts Krishna. And service means love, and Krishna is attracted by love. Not only is Krishna attracted by love, Krishna means all attractive. Everyone can be attracted to Krishna, and he himself has the ability to be attracted. It's one thing to be attractive, and everyone's attracted to you, but you may be optikam. You're optikam, which means you have no desire to fulfill. Optikam, no desire to fulfill. You may be optaram. Atmaram means you're self-satisfied. Raman, you're satisfied within yourself. You don't want anything more. You don't require any input. You don't require any input from anyone else. No additions, no subtractions. Complete. I like these rubber bands. It's my bow tie. But it's like this. So Krishna, this is some ornament. This is a bhushanam, an ornament of Krishna. That he's all attractive. Everything about him attracts people. But he also has the quality to be attracted. He's attracted to love. Not only is he attracted, but he becomes controlled by love. He becomes vasibhut. It's called prem vasibhut. Prem, radha prem vasibhut. The love of Radharani is vasibhut. Vasibhut means to become controlled. Vasibhut. Very nice word, vasibhut. So this is the point that we have. Krishna's in our house, Radharani's in our house, but we're not seeing them very deeply, because our bhav is not so great. As we increase our bhav more and more, then we will see them more and more. So the conclusion is that we see Krishna according to the extent of our bhava. Best form of service to Krishna is that service which is given by the spiritual master. Varies with the individual. And generically, if one is just independently trying to perform some bhakti, then everywhere it's told that the best form of service is Nam Sankirtan. Shreshta Madhya Shreshta. Lord Chaitanya says Shreshta Madhya. Says of all the nine forms of devotion, this hearing Krishna's names and chanting Krishna's name, Nam Sankirtan, is the best. It's called the Uttam Shreshta, topmost beneficial form. But that's just generically. But then the guru may give a specific service, then that's perfection to execute that service, because that the guru is, it's called Guru Agya. Guru Agya. Agya means order. Order, seva given by the guru. So that service, when one gets a specific service given by Krishna, that's very personal. That's very specific. The Krishna wants you to do this for him. So many people are chanting his names. All devotees are always chanting his names and vibrating his names. Everyone does that. But then, besides everyone doing this topmost service of hearing and chanting about Krishna, Nam Sankirtan, above that you may be delegated or ordered to do another service. Like everyone's sitting around, Krishna, 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 Krishna. And he says, all right already, I want a cup of water. I want some water. No, we're busy. Krishna, 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 Krishna. All right. And he looks all around at all the different servitors. Krishna, 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 Krishna. And everyone's just chanting. Oh, the best service is hearing and chanting. So all the devotees in the spiritual world, Krishna, Krishna, Krishna. He says, hey, I'm thirsty, I'm hungry. You've been chanting for hours, I'm tired, I want to have something to eat. Krishna, Krishna, Krishna. Can anybody cook something? Can someone cook me something to eat? Can somebody bring me some water? No, we're just Krishna, 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 Krishna. So now, what's more important? Carrying out the personal order of Krishna, or Krishna, 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 Krishna. So then the guru, he's speaking on behalf of Krishna. Sakshat Hari, Acharya Mam Vijaniyam. So when he gives order, that means that Krishna has chosen you, has singled you out, and chosen you, okay, continue your Krishna, Krishna, continue your Nam Sankirtan, but also do this service, specifically and individually, for my pleasure. God-given service means guru-given service. And then that's the best service. That's why the devotees always pray for service, because they want something individual, they want something special. If you haven't been given a specific service, then Krishna, 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 Krishna. Carry on with the Nam Sankirtan. Satatam Kirtiyam Tamam. Itantascha Dvijavrata. Always chanting. Kirtaniya Sadahari. Always chanting Krishna's name. Krishna, Krishna, Krishna. I just said that. You were sleeping? I just said if one is not given a specific service, then he performs Nam Sankirtan. So when, or if one is not? What are you saying?
When is one given a specific service?
When? You want one? I've given so many already, you have to think about it.
I'm speaking in general. I know what I give.
Yeah, so... Whenever he is inspired by Krishna. When he gives a specific service, when he's inspired by Krishna. Right? There's the prime minister, the minister, then the local guy. So. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Come in too. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama.